Use of wheel mill system for peak VO2 measurement for manual wheelchair users. Joseph Kleisner, Kelly Taylor, Susan Tucker, W. Todd Cade, and Carrie Morgan. Program in Physical Therapy and Program in Occupational Therapy. Washington University in St. Louis. Abstract. The purpose of this research was to develop and validate an endurance exercise assessment, peak oxygen consumption, VO2 peak protocol using an innovative wheelchair dynamometer, the Wheel Mill System, WMS. The WMS exercise protocol was validated against the standard arm crank ergometer, ACE, exercise protocol. 10 participants were recruited from the community. VO2 peak was measured 3 times using the WMS twice, and an arm ergometer once. VO2 peak was highly correlated between the two testing modes, indicating the WMS protocol to be reliable and valid compared to the gold standard ACE protocol for MWUs with spinal cord injuries, SCI. Introduction. Approximately 282,000 people in the United States are living with SCI, NSCISC, 2016, with a majority using a manual wheelchair for everyday mobility. Physical activity is very important for this population to maintain a healthy and independent lifestyle. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 2007. Manual wheelchair users, MWU, are at increased risk of a sedentary lifestyle, possibly leading to an increase in susceptibility to cardiovascular disease, CASMA, 2006. Wideneck, 1992. Figure 1. The Wheel Mill System. The gold standard for assessing cardiovascular fitness is measuring peak volume of oxygen consumption, VO2 peak, during a graded exercise test, Van Hees et al. 2005, Hoffman, 1986, Nechtel and Copley, 2001. The graded exercise for non-WHEECHAIR users is typically a treadmill or stationary bike, which is not feasible for MWU. For MWU, the most common method of graded exercise is an arm ergometer, which is an uncommon upper extremity motion for this population in their daily lives. Elias, 2009. We have developed the WMS, Figure 1, which is a wheelchair dynamometer for MWU, Kleusner, 2013. The purpose of this study was to develop and validate an exercise testing protocol that will evaluate cardiorespiratory endurance in MWUs with SCI using the WMS that allows for use of personal wheelchairs during testing. Methods. We had an approved IRB protocol that was followed. 10 participants that had a spinal cord injury, level C5-6 or below, and used a manual wheelchair for everyday mobility were recruited. Prior to the exercise tests, all participants obtained approval and signed release from a medical physician. All participants performed 3 incremental maximal exercise tests, 2 on a wheelchair dynamometer and 1 on an arm crank ergometer. Testing sessions were performed on 3 separate days. Tests were conducted at least 48 hours apart. The order of the 3 exercise tests was randomized for each participant to minimize order and carryover effects. After participants were securely positioned in their everyday manual wheelchair on the testing device, dynamometer or ergometer, a 3-minute standardized warm-up commenced, followed by a maximal exercise test using a continuous stepwise protocol with workload increases in 1-minute intervals until exhaustion. All maximal exercise tests were immediately followed by an active cool-down period lasting at least 3 minutes. Standard indications for exercise test termination were used, ACSM 2014. During the exercise tests, VO2 L bullet min 1 and ml bullet kilograms 1 bullet min 1, respiratory exchange ratio, RER, carbon dioxide production, VCO2 L bullet min 1, pulmonary ventilation, L bullet min 1, and energy expenditure, EE, cal bullet min 1 and AC cal were measured using a metabolic measurement system, True 1 2400, Parvomedics, Sandy, UT, USA. Ratings of perceived exertion, RPE, was measured during the warm-up period, the last 30 seconds of each incremental stage, immediately following completion of the maximal test, and every minute of cool-down. The Borg scale, 620, Flaherty, 2008, was used to measure RPE. Results. 10 participants, Table 1, completed all exercise tests without any adverse events, including no reports of severe pain, fatigue, or experiences of autonomic dysreflexia. Due to inability to maintain 60 RPM beyond 52 watts, one participant's ACE test was terminated prior to volitional exhaustion, RER less than 1.1, RPE less than 17, therefore his ACE peak data was excluded from statistical analysis. There were no significant differences in VO2 peak, peak HR, peak RER, peak RPE, peak ACCAL, peak rate of energy expenditure, or peak power output among WMS and ACE trials. Table 2. Between WMSpeak and ACE peak tests, there were significant moderate to strong correlations for VO2, P less than 0.05, R equals 0.79, HR, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.80, ACCAL, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.81, rate of energy expenditure, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.90, and RPE, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.85. Table 3. Peak pulmonary ventilation had a strong correlation, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.87 between testing modes, however approached a significant difference, P equals 0.088. Between WMS trials, significant moderate to strong correlations existed for VO2, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.82, ACCAL, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.91, rate of energy expenditure, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.94, and peak power output, P less than 0.01, R equals 0.98. Table 3. Table 1. Subject data participant. Testing order. Age predicted max HR. Gender. Age. Injury level. Asia level 1 WM. AE, WM 183 M37 C7 mid 2 AE, WM, WM 193 M27 C7 B3 AE, WM, WM 197 M23 C7 B4 AE, WM, WM 197 M23 C6 7 B5 WM, AE, WM 189 M31 C6 7 C6 WM, WM, A192M29T11A7WM, AE, WM156M64D89B8AE, WM, WM184M36C56B9WM, WM, A192M28C67B10WM, WM, A189M31D46C. Table 2. Peak and submaximal metabolic values, mean, plus minus sign SD, during WMS and ACE trials variables, EE, Kalman 1, WMS 1 peak, N equals 10, WMS 2 peak, N equals 10, ACE peak, N equals 9, WS 130 watts, N equals 10, ACE 30 watt, N equals 10. VO2, ml, bullet, kilograms 1, bullet, min 1, 17.3, plus minus sign, 3.3, 18.1, plus minus sign, 2.3, 15.9, plus minus sign, 2.0, 9.0, plus minus sign, 2.2, 9.6, plus minus sign, 1.4, VO2, l, bullet, min 1, 1.3, plus minus sign, 0.42, 1.4, plus minus sign, 0.31, 1.2, plus minus sign, 0.25, 0.7, plus minus sign, 0.12, 0.73, plus minus sign, 0.08, RER, 1.1, plus minus sign, 0.03, 1.1, plus minus sign, 0.02, 1.2, plus minus sign 0.081.1 plus minus sign 0.13.91 plus minus sign 0.04 HR 140 plus minus sign 27.2 148.5 plus minus sign 27.0 131.2 plus minus sign 28.2 116.7 plus minus sign 28.7694.3 plus minus sign 21.5 V max L bullet min 1 55.5 plus minus sign 13.856.0 plus minus sign 10.047.3 plus minus sign 11.0 AC cal 38.3 plus minus sign 18.842.9 plus minus sign 14.936.1 plus minus sign 12.16.2 plus minus sign 4.510.54 plus minus sign 1.1 AE cal min 1 8 plus minus sign 2.17.9 plus minus sign 1.67.5 plus minus sign 1.53.4 plus minus sign 0.63.5 plus minus sign 0.3 RPE 18.9 plus minus sign 0.9419.4 plus minus sign 0.7219.2 plus minus sign 0.699.8 plus minus sign 2.411.5 plus minus sign 1.8 workload W 62 plus minus sign 20.9362 plus minus sign 17.3761.313.48303 W% 30.0 plus minus sign 7.431.9 plus minus sign 4.6 ME% 23.5 plus minus sign 7.520 plus minus sign 2.9 significant difference P less than 0.05 WMS 1 peak WMS trial 1 at maximum effort WMS 2 peak WMS trial 2 at maximal effort ACE peak ACE at maximal effort WMS 130 watts WMS trial 1 at submaximal effort VO2-30W ACE 30 watts ACE at submaxial effort VO2-30W VO2 ML bullet kilograms 1 bullet min 1 oxygen uptake VO2 L bullet min 1 oxygen uptake RER respiratory exchange ratio HR heart rate VMAX pulmonary ventilation at VO2 peak AC cal accumulated cal EE cal min 1 energy expenditure during exercise RPE ratings of perceived exertion workload at power output in watts WE percent work economy VO2-30W ME percent mechanical efficiency VO2-30W table 3 correlations of peak metabolic and submaximal VO2-30W energetic values R values during WMS and ACE trials variables WMS 1 versus ACE N equals 9 WMS 1 FS WMS 2 N equals 10 VO2 ML bullet kilograms 1 bullet min 1 0.792 dagger 0.824 RER 0.252 0.316 HR 0.801 0.537 Vmax L bullet min 1 0.869 0.834 AC cal 0.811 0.91 EE cal min 1 0.899 0.954 RPE 0.845 0.125 workload 0.775 0.983 WE 0.584 0.001 MEA 0.133 0.680 dagger correlation is significant at p less than 0.05 correlation is significant at p less than 0.01 a n equals 10 WMS 1, WMS trial 1 WMS 2, WMS trial 2 VO2, ml, bullet, kilograms 1, bullet, min 1, oxygen uptake RER, respiratory exchange ratio HR, heart rate VMAX, pulmonary ventilation at VO2 pKc cal, accumulated cal EE, cal, bullet, min 1, energy expenditure during exercise RPE, ratings of perceived exertion workload, W, power output in watts WE, percent, work economy, VO2-30 WME, percent, mechanical efficiency, VO2-30 W. Discussion. Participants exhibited moderate to strong correlations of cardiorespiratory responses between WMS and ACE with no significant differences between the two testing modes in regards to testing VO2 peak. No significant difference was found between WMS trials. Overall, we feel that we demonstrated the validity of the WMS for a graded exercise challenge for the VO2 peak test. The time to exhaustion generally occurred within the 8 to 12 minute range. The WMS testing met the criteria for peak RER for VO2 peak testing, which is greater than or equal to 1.1. The participants almost all met the criteria for 80% of predicted peak heart rate, HR. The only statistically significant result that existed was HR. However, RPE approached significance between testing modes at submaximal workloads. The test durations and RERs were similar between the three groups, indicating that the WMS was repeatable and comparable to the arm ergometer. At submaximal workloads, mechanical efficiency was slightly higher in WMS compared to ACE. However, these results were not statistically significant. Differences in perceived exertion and efficiency at submaximal workloads and maximal pulmonary ventilation at peak workloads indicated potential advantages of the WMS protocol. Anecdotally, all but one of the participants preferred using the WMS for VO2 peak testing. Conclusion. This study found VO2 peak to be highly correlated between the two testing modes, indicating the WMS protocol to be reliable and valid compared to the gold standard ACE protocol. The findings of this study has clinical implications by validating a newly developed exercise testing protocol that promotes task specificity and testing individualization. Bibliography. National Spinal Cord Injury Statistical Center. Facts and Figures at a Glance. Birmingham, AL. University of Alabama at Birmingham. 2016. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 2007. Physical Activity Among Adults with a Disability, United States, 2005. Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, 56/1021-4. Hazma, J. A. van der Wouwe, L. H. Stem, H. J. Bergen, M. P. Slewy, T. A. Busman, J. B. 2006. Physical Capacity in Wheelchair-Dependent Persons with a Spinal Cord Injury, a Critical Review of the Literature. Spinal Cord, 4411, 642-652. Weitenek, G. G. Charlefieu, S. W. Frankel, H. L. Fraser, M. H. Gardner, B. P. Gerhardt, K. A. Krishnan, K. R. Mentor, R. R. Nusaib, I. Short, D. J. and Silver, J. R. 1992. Mortality, Morbidity, and Psychosocial Outcomes of Persons Spinal Cord Injured More Than 20 Years Ago. Paraplegia, 39, 617-630. Van Hees L., Lefebvre J., Philippates R., Martins M., Huygens W., Troosters T., Bunin G. How to Assess Physical Activity? How to Assess Physical Fitness? European Journal of Cardiovascular Prevention and Rehabilitation, 2005, 12-2, -102-114. Nectal B, Copley W treadmill exercise testing with increasing inclination as exercise protocol for wheelchair athletes. Spinal cord. 2001. 3912:633-636. Elias, Nasreen A, Hong Zion, Cindy Inman, and Wade H. Martin. Arm exercise testing predicts clinical outcome. American Heart Journal 157.1, 2009, 6976. Klusner, J., Morgan, K., A., and Gray, D., B., 2013. The development of an instrumented wheelchair propulsion testing and training device. Assistive technology. American College of Sports Medicine, Pescatello LS, ACSM's Guidelines for Exercise Testing and Prescription, 9th ed., Philadelphia, Walters Kluwer Lippincott Williamson Wilkins, 2014. Flaherty How to Try This, Using Pain Rating Scales with Older Adults, American Journal of Nursing, 2008, 1086:40-47.